6. That's how many dumb arguments you have every weekend. The national average, anyway, because that's when you spend the most time with your friends and family. Now, who had the dumbest argument over the weekend? Raven, producer John, producer Sean, we're going to decide. Sean, here's the argument you had with your girlfriend, Rachel.
You do the dishes and you do the laundry very well, like exceedingly well. I can't do the dishes or the laundry like you can.
It's apparently so.
But it's apparent that you cannot vacuum.
You cannot vacuum.
You know, I love Rachel, but she's very much the you missed a spot kind of person.
Oh.
You know, so yeah. I vacuumed the whole house and I missed one little spot. Didn't go over it twice, went over it once, and it's, why'd you miss this spot, Sean?
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, if you put forth enough effort, I'm with you. Like, give me some grace on the one thing that's been forgotten or the place.
But I like how she immediately points out all the good things. Like, that is a good mom right there. Because she knew. She had to give you the sandwich. She's like, you're great at washing dishes. You're great at that. But you can't vacuum.
That's an open-faced sandwich. She left it on the bed. I feel like that's not. I heard three chores. And out of those three, two of them you do well. That feels like a win for you.
Yeah. And again, like you said, left it on the bed. Right.
Thank
you. At the end, build me back up.
My husband was so excited. He was like, you know how you always record me for our dumb arguments? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, take out the phone. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh.
You threw away a shirt in the bathroom garbage can.
Yeah, it's a garbage. What's the problem?
It's a small garbage pail, and it takes up more than the size of the can.
Yeah, but it's all going in the same place. What's the difference if I just threw it in there and then the garbage comes out later, or if I bring it downstairs and put it in the big garbage? It all goes to the same garbage in the sky.
Just take it downstairs and throw it away in the regular garbage to start with, because then there's no room for anything else in that small garbage pail in the bathroom.
I gotta say, I agree with him
100%. What's wrong with you?
Paul has thoughts on this, huh?
I know he has so many garbage rules.
Yeah,
he has more garbage rules than any grown man should have in their entire life. Like, I can't put certain things in the garbage. I can't, if I have a wrapper in the car, I can't throw it in the garbage can outside. Like, it has to be bagged separately and then go into the large garbage.
It'll float away.
My gosh. Okay. There's so many garbage rules in my house.
Well, that's weird, but let's not confuse the issue. We're talking about one thing and one thing only here, and there are certain things that go in the bathroom garbage that don't go in the regular garbage, and there's more importantly things that go in the regular garbage that certainly do not go in the bathroom garbage, and a shirt is one of them.
But I'm going to bring it downstairs after. Anyway.
My point is that if you're going to do that, then you knew what you were doing. You were overfilling the bathroom garbage, and then you were walking away from it. I mean, you should have brought it down there right at that first moment.
Now, the bigger issue is, and I didn't want to get into it, is that he uses the word pail. He calls, the lunch boxes, he calls it their lunch pail.
Yeah.
And he calls the garbage,
that is
like,
funny, though.
The cans, he calls it, the garbage pail. And I don't know why, but it makes me crazy.
Feels like you keep bringing up other weird stuff he does to distract from the weird thing that you did, Anna.
All right.
Deflecting.
John.
There's popcorn. How do you eat it?
One piece at a time, like a civilized human.
Nobody eats. It's too small. You can't eat it one piece at a time. You're going to eat the popcorn flake. It's going to take you 2 hours to eat a bag of popcorn.
And what does the couch look like after you shovel it all into your face? Afterwards, you have to clean up, right?
She's probably right.
I'm only eating one kernel at a time if I'm counting calories, which is never a thing that's happened in my life.
I was going to say, you've never in your life eaten one kernel at a time.
And if I watch my wife do it that way, it looks painful.
You know when you get the popcorn out of the microwave and it's warm and it's butter and you feel that warmth on the bottom of the bag and it's great and everything like that? That goes away in 5 minutes. So if you haven't eaten all that popcorn in 5 minutes, the second half of that bag is just stale, cold popcorn. That's terrible.
The one time it's appropriate to eat one kernel at a time is if you throw it up in the air and try to catch it with your mouth.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's fair.
The couch would be a mess. Yeah.